Hello everyone, you're welcome yet to another edition of our discussion with small business owners here on Small Business Radio Network. With me on the show today is a very special lady. She's a florist. She runs the shop, the flower shop, the very famous flower shop here in Dublin, and she goes by the name Joan. So I'm just going to leave the full introduction to herself. Joan, you're welcome to the show today.
Hiya, I'm Joan. I'm Joan White. I'm the owner here of Mulhuddard Florist. Loving it all.
Okay, can you tell our listeners what time, what year, you know, when did you set up this shop? When did you open this shop?
About a year now I've opened it.
Okay, just about a year now. Okay, so it's relatively new, we can say that. May I ask what prompted you to go into the flower industry?
Well, it started off to be an angel shop because that's what I wanted to promote. I wanted to do angels and angel cards and have the holistic side of everything, which I do have. And then because there was a flower shop here already, I decided, okay, we'll put flowers in. And it's gone really well.
You said there was a flower shop here before. Are you trying to say that you took over from somebody else?
There was somebody here. They were here for 11 years. There was a flower shop here for 11 years, and she just, obviously she moved on from the flowers, and then after a couple of months then I took over then.
All right then, in that case, 11 years is a long time though. So what exactly, you know, if you just started here, like not very long ago, 1 year is long enough, but it's quite new as well. So I would like to ask, what were you doing before you decided to go into the florist business?
Housewife, mother. I do psychic work, I'm palm reader. Doing little bits, but mainly being a mother.
Okay, that's another aspect of the show altogether. So you were doing palm reading?
Mm-hmm.
Really? So maybe you can read my palm when we finish this interview, perhaps?
No problem.
Okay, so are you still doing part of some of that part-time, or you are just solely into the florist side of your business?
No, we do both.
Oh, you do both. So my next question is going to be about, first of all, you were a housewife. That is a job on its own, although a lot of people don't acknowledge that. But that is a tough business on its own. And you've done that. You've done the palm reading and the psychic as well before moving on to this business. So I just, they kind of got together though somehow. But I want to know how was the transition, you know, going from one business to another?
Well, the palm reading and stuff is not really a business, wouldn't call it a business, but going from here into the flower shop and working from, you know, from 9, 8 to 6, maybe, well, sometimes 5, sometimes 6, it was very draining, very hard for a while, you know, getting used to being in the shop and not being there as a mother and being with the kids all the time, even though they're not kids, but you know, them used to be me being there all the time, so yeah, that was hard. That was hard, but now I love it. I wouldn't change for a thing. I'm never going back home.
Interesting. Do you have your customers from around this area? Do they come from all over the place, or maybe are there facilities that people from outside this area itself can book to come in, maybe via social network, if you have a Facebook or anything like that? Or your customers are mainly from this area?
A lot of my customers are from this area. People are great around here, and they support small businesses and local businesses. I do also have customers all over, and Facebook. I have Facebook as well, so Angels and Flowers on Facebook, and I get some of my work from there as well. So we're lucky. We're lucky to have, you know, good people around here in Mulhuddard.
Okay, where do you get your inspiration from? What inspires you?
What inspires me is because I do energy, and when I'm doing flowers, I love the colours. I love all the different colours. So when someone comes in and says to me, I want a bouquet, I always ask them, who's it for? And they say, well, it's for my mother. So I kind of think of the mother. I think of her energy, and then I make the flowers. So it's putting the colours together, what people need, what I feel that they need that'll brighten them up or help them. And I don't know, I think that the inspiration just comes, and the creative, and I just love it.
Okay, so do you have your own favourite type of flower?
I love lilies. Oh. I love the smell of lilies. I love them so much. That's my favourite flower.
So do you always have that at home, in your house?
Yeah, I always have lilies at home. My son gives out all the time because he sneezes all the time.
Okay.
But we can live with that.
Okay, what do you see in the future for this this shop?
Well, I hope to see better for this shop. I just hope that one day I'll be able to pass it to my daughters. You know, that they will have, you know, they will keep this business going. So, hoping to be here for a long time.
Obviously, any florist shop, you know, the service they offer actually is for like many different kinds of occasions, right? So I want to know, what do you arrange flowers for all occasions? Which of them in particular?
But I do for all occasions. There'll be maybe a lot of funerals, and we cater for funerals, we cater for, you know, birthdays, you know, get well bouquets, thank you bouquets. So there'll be a lot of different arrangements and weddings. We do a lot of range of florist.
Till today, what will be your highlight since you started the shop?
I think it's I remember a girl had come in for a wedding, and I had done the wedding for her, and she came in that night, say the night before, and I was so scared of how she was going to react, and I took the bouquet out of the, you know, out of the fridge, and I showed it to her, and she cried because she was so happy.
Oh.
So that really, really helped me. That was just amazing.
Okay, John, it's been a pleasure chatting to you today, and I wish you all the best with this shop, the Angels and the Flowers. Could you take this moment now to tell our listeners exactly where you're situated and how they can contact you?
We're situated in Mulhudred Village. We're across from Paddy Oaks, where a lot of people would say it was the shanty. My phone number here is 01-640-6060, and my mobile is 087-9123-283.
Okay, thank you, Joan. Our listeners, thank you very much for being with us. I have been chatting to the owner of Angels and Flowers, situated here in Mulhudred. They do all their services is all for all occasions, you know, like anniversaries, birthdays, deaths. So if you need flowers for any occasion, you know where to go if you live around this area. So thank you very much. You have been listening to Small Business Radio Network. To reach us, you can visit our website at www.smallbusinessradionetwork.net. You can also contact us directly by ringing 085-164-2555. That number once again is 085-164-2555. Thank you for staying with us. My name is Carol Azams. I have been your host for today's show, and until next time, have a great day. Thank you.